بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, as you all aware, we are already in the month of Sha'ban, and Ramadan is at our doorstep. And commonly we hear the phrase, there's something in the air. What is in the air right now is the season of Tawbah, the season of turning towards Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And in the month of Sha'ban, there's a very special presentation done to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Presentation of the Tawbah of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And before the month of Ramadan, there are two preparations. One is a physical preparation, one is a spiritual preparation. And both these preparations were taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prepared for the month of Ramadan. Just like how you find before every Farz Salah, there are sunnats, there are nawafil. After Farz Salah, there are sunnats also. Because the Farz is something very special to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Through Farais, a person gains closeness to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned also in a hadith, the hadith al-Qudsi, from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that my slave continues with his fara'is until he gets closeness to me. So one of the ways of ulama say, the only way to really gain closeness to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is through fara'is. What is fara'is? Those actions that are obligatory, that are farz upon a person. What do we mean by farz upon a person? One muraqabah ulama teach us, one way of concentration in salah, is that when a person says Allahu Akbar, then in his heart he says to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that Ya Allah, right now it is your command for me to perform Salatul Fajr. It is your command, divine command right now, that I should give up everything right now in the entire world and stand before you. This is farz upon me. And Ya Allah, I am fulfilling this farz upon me. For your pleasure, Ya Allah, you become happy with me. So this is faraiz. So how we find before the fara'is, which is a command of Allah, an obligation from the side of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, to prepare for that farz, we have the sunnahs before it. After that farz also, we have sunnahs again. If not sunnahs, we have nawafil. Or we have wazaif. Like after the fajr salah, there's no nawafil, there's no sunnahs. We have wazaif to read. We have certain sunnat du'as to read. So in the same way, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us that before the farz of the month of Ramadan, there is spiritual preparation and the physical preparation. Before the farz of salah also, we have wudu. Wudu which is wajib. For wudu, ulama explain here also, there are 8 wisdoms why we make wudu. Among the 8 wisdoms of wudu is that a person, when he sits down to make wudu, mustahab to face the qibla, sunnah to use the miswak, all preparation, physical and spiritual preparation. Miswak is a physical preparation, but the spirituality beyond it, behind it, subhanallah, they say, as-siwaku, that a person uses the miswak to dhakkiruka kalima shahada inda al-maut. By using the miswak, the least benefit, spiritual benefit, is that it will remind the person to read kalima before his mouth. The physical benefit of miswak, mitharatul ilfami, it is a purification of the mouth, purifies the mouth and the stomach. So just as we have, so the one of the wisdoms of wudu, the Talmi rahmatullah alayhi says, that is a break point from our dunya to our akhirat. They put off the engine of dunya now and put on the engine of akhirat. I'm going towards Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So when it comes to the month of Ramadan, the preparation before it starts already in Sha'ban. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to keep excessive fast. And as Aisha radiallahu anha, Sahaba ikram asked, Ya Rasulullah, so much of fasting in the month of Sha'ban. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will say that in the month of Sha'ban, more or less, This is a very special presentation to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala of the amal of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So I prefer that my amala reached to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the condition that I am fasting. So a person can at least keep Mondays, Thursdays minimum, or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It is 4 days in a week to prepare. This is now the physical preparation for the month of Ramadan. It makes it easy for a person to prepare himself for the month of Ramadan, and it takes just a bit of courage. As ulama explained to us also, when it comes to any amal, that learn the fada'il, learn the virtues, apply one's mind. Why should I keep the fast? What's the benefit of it? What reward is there in it? The study, listen to it so much that it comes into the heart that aqlan, rationally, I have to do it. And then naqlan, the virtues of it. And my Nabi alayhi salatu salam did it. So physical preparation before the month of Ramadan. The spiritual preparation also, tawbah. That now before the month of Ramadan, not only the night of the 15th of Sha'ban, but before that already, whatever evil habits I have in my life, to already start making tawbah. Tawbah, they say, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. Allah Ta'ala guides those who have inabat. What is inabat? The literal meaning, the person who returns to Allah. What does it mean, returning to Allah? Two qualities. A person is repentant and he has regret in the heart. He's repentant and he has regret. Ya Allah, I am sorry of my misdeeds, of the past year, of my past life. And he's sorrowful about it. He turns to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Here also, we are taught, don't wait for a special moment. Right now, I don't feel like. Maybe I'll do it Thursday night, when I'm feeling a bit spiritual. Do it immediately. As a person is sitting, ulama say, don't delay. I'll wait for the special moment when I'm feeling right. Then I'll make tawbah. Make tawbah immediately in the heart. Ya Allah, I'm sorry. I won't do it again. And as soon as a person says to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I'm repentant. I want to become your beloved. Ya Allah, I am sorry. Say it in the heart. Then immediately from the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala announces, At-ta'ibu habibullah. The person who repents has become the beloved of Allah. Immediately, a person becomes the beloved of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Here also, we are taught that to gain forgiveness from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is very simple and very easy. When it comes to the creation is very complicated. Person has to ask someone for forgiveness, he might say. The wife might say also, forgiven, whether forgotten, I don't know. When it comes to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, immediately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not that being that says that, hold on, don't forgive him. Let's see what he's going to do, how he will fare, whether he will slip again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tawwab. Allah is ghafoor. Allah is rahim. Allah is rahman. And the dua we learn, lilatul qadr, Allahumma innaka afuun. Ya Allah, you are forgiveness. Once a person says, Ya Allah, I am sorry, without a shadow of doubt, person's repentant is truly regretful, immediately from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiven. But when it comes to the rights of people, that we have to fulfill. That is not forgiven. That's now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waits for us to fulfill the rights of people. So we have the spiritual preparation. And ulama give the beautiful example. Before the month of Ramadan, to spiritually prepare for the 15th night of Sha'ban also, a simple example, a person just wants to paint the house. He wants to paint the house. He doesn't wake up in the morning, I'm painting today. It's preparation. He has to call in the painter, fix the price, how much for the day, how many liters of paint, scrape the wall, all the old paint, remove them, fill in the cracks. This preparation before he puts on the new coat. So in the same way, before the month of Ramadan, the new coat to come on, preparation starts now already. You have to remove all the old habits and all the muck and the dirt with tawbah, istighfar. Before the 15th night of Sha'ban, then we are ready now to receive the month of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We have a few days to start keeping some fast at least, inshallah. After the 15th, ulama say, and we are taught also, that to not to keep fast or to reduce it. For a person to save his energy for the month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.